Well, this week, State Senator Nancy Skinner, a Democrat from Berkeley, introduced legislation aimed at holding social media platforms accountable for promoting drugs and weapons. SB 287 will protect children from harmful content that could lead to inflicting harm on themselves or others. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jim Steyer, founder and CEO of Common Sense Media. Jim, always great to have you on the air with us.
Great to be with you, Liz.
All right. How did these organizations, including Common Sense Media, work with State Senator Nancy Skinner to craft this legislation?
Okay, so we are the sponsor of this legislation, and I will say to our listening audience, this is the single most important piece of tech legislation, not just in California, but in the United States this year. And what is going on is this is really landmark legislation that would make it easier for families and all of us to hold social media platforms liable and accountable when they negligently and knowingly harm our kids. So this legislation, which we believe will pass in California, will be a landmark bill that will help deal with everything from the youth mental health crisis in the country, teen suicide issues, and also the sale of fentanyl and other really inappropriate products and drugs to kids. This is a very, very important piece of legislation for kids and families.
And if it makes it through, could it be a model for the entire nation?
Yes, and Liz, it's very similar to what we did in 2018 when Common Sense Media introduced the California Consumer Privacy Act, which is the privacy bill that all Californians now benefit from, and quite frankly, which is the law of the land in the United States. So because Congress is so dysfunctional, when California passes a big law that regulates the tech industry, then it basically becomes the law of the land in the United States. And this one will hold social media accountable for addictive design features, targeting content that pushes young people towards self-harm, disordered eating, body image problems, and in the worst case, stuff like fentanyl. So this is extremely important landmark legislation.
Jim, when you talk to some of the CEOs and top brass at these companies, these social media companies, these are smart people. They know what's going on. What's their story? Why have they not been on this sooner?
You know, Liz, that's a great question. And I actually do talk to the CEOs of all these companies, whether it's Google and YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you name it. I think the bottom line is this. The tech industry has put profits over the best interests of kids and families and the public for a long time, or certain platforms have. It's, you can't generalize because, and by the way, on this legislation, we expect that several of the biggest tech companies will support this legislation, just like they did with the 2018 privacy law. But the truth is, these are trillion-dollar businesses, which are driven by profit. And so the goal of social media platforms is to keep you, or your kids, by the way, on that platform for as long as possible and take as much of your personal data as possible and monetize that. So the bottom line on this is they need to be accountable for that legally. And if when this bill passes, because I believe this bill will pass, it will change the dynamic between the public and the tech companies for the best.
And if they are accountable legally, does that mean someone whose child is on those platforms and is doing self-harm because they were influenced, they could bring a lawsuit against that company?
Exactly, Liz. A parent like you or me, and I know you in that way, we could bring a suit and say that, look at what this platform has done to my kid, and it'll have to be thoughtful and proven, et cetera. But yes. The point is you have to hold the big social media platforms accountable for, by the way, they do good stuff as well. We all know that. Our kids spend more hours a day than we can even fathom on those platforms. But yes, it's a liability bill. And that's why Senator Skinner deserves so much credit. She's one of the most important senators in the state of California. And for Nancy Skinner to take a lead on this and to partner with Common Sense Media and some other groups to do this will literally change the landscape of social media for decades to come. This is really important legislation, and the public needs to support it.
All right. So first of all, what's the timeline on this and any votes coming up? And you say the public needs to support it. Support it how?
Okay. So basically, Liz, the way things work in California is this bill will go through the Senate and then will hopefully pass the Senate and the Assembly. Last year, it passed the Assembly, or a version of it did, but it got stuck in the Senate because the tech industry lobbied against it. But you should assume that this will be lobbied and discussed over the next 4 to 5 months. And then probably about June of 2023, the bill will pass both houses of the legislature, and then it'll be up to Gavin Newsom, our governor, who we know very well, to sign this legislation. And by the way, he's the father of four kids, and you know he will be hearing from me and other friends about how important this legislation is. But if this passes, it'll pass probably in the fall. Gavin Newsom will have to sign it, and then it will become not just the law of the land in California, but it will basically change the relationship between social media companies and kids, families, and consumers in the United States for years to come.
All right, Jim, thank you for sharing all the information and for the work you do. We appreciate it.
Great to talk to you as always, Liz. Right. Take care.
You as well. Thank you. Jim Steyer, founder and CEO of Common Sense Media.